This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2006. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. It's Sunday, and I thought I would do a fun little show for you about job search lessons that I've picked up from watching CNBC series The Job Interview. Ooh, dramatic. And I hope you find it helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment after a word from our sponsor. I was watching, or I've actually watched a couple of episodes of The Job Interview on CNBC, which is designed to be this 30-minute show that is putting candidates in the spotlight. These people are scared, nervous. You know, they talk to the camera afterwards about how they feel they did. They are, I've seen people sweating bullets in the interview. It's a meat grinder of fear. And I look at the questions that are being asked, and they're so trivial and trite. You know, it prompted me to ask myself, what could someone really learn from this show anyway? And it's really very little. You know, this is more entertainment than reality. At least I hope it's not reality, because frankly, most of the employers aren't much better than the candidates. You know, I watched someone recently who thought they were giving the real tough question. You know, it's the classic, sell me this pen. And their trick to it was, as soon as they handed the pen to the candidate, they took out a pen as though they didn't need one. So now you have to sell a pen to someone who doesn't need one. Ooh. What it tells me is, what the show is telling me is a couple of really simple things. Number one is how poorly companies really interview. And these are small to mid-sized businesses, more on the small side than the mid-sized. And I've yet to see a show, and I haven't seen all of them. Maybe there's been a large firm that's been involved, but you know, generally it's the business owner, someone from HR who's interviewing the potential hire. And what I've seen is how amateurishly employers are trying to critique someone. They really, you know, are not well prepared on their side. And that's something I think you need to understand as a job hunter, that perhaps you overestimate, if you're interviewing with a smaller firm, you overestimate how sophisticated the employer is and how well prepared and knowledgeable they are. You can guide a lot of the interview through your answers and anticipate the follow-up questions that they will ask, knowing full well that they're not going to be well conceived. And thus, your job as the job hunter is to guide them so that they get what they need to be convinced that you're the right person. That's number one. The second thing is how ill-prepared people are on their interviews. And I've seen some people who are relatively sophisticated, who can answer questions adeptly. But most of what I see on this show, like there's always the obvious person who's going to get rejected. Like the guy who was being interviewed for the position where they were teaching kids to swim. And there was a moment where, you know, he was asked, what was your biggest mistake? Or some question like that. And he said, I looked the other way and I couldn't find one of the kids. And then he added on, and I was afraid I was going to lose my job. Not that the kid was going to drown, but I was afraid I was going to lose my job. Suffice it to say, he wasn't chosen. But, you know, that's all. There's always one obvious one that's a throwaway. Then they try and get it narrowed down to two. And most people aren't well prepared for the interview questions, at least the ones that they're showing on the show. And I understand there's a dramatic component to it, but you know, the question is, what do you learn? And the answer is, you can be better prepared. A subtle thing that you see time and time again is people walk off the set, walk out of the interview area, and they're obviously asked, so how do you feel you did? And there are very few people who say, I blew that one. And I know from experience when I worked in recruiting, how few people will honestly tell me, I blew that one. You know, at worst, the signal is, or at best, the signal may be, I'm not sure. Whenever I heard I'm not sure, I knew that they had screwed up. So in terms of basic lessons here, when you're interviewing with a smaller firm, understand that they are not generally well-equipped for interview. You can guide them with your answers to reveal things that are going to be relevant. That makes sure that you need to make sure you know my single best question you should ask on any interview, which I'll include in the show notes on YouTube. But, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, be prepared, practice your answers. Don't think your instincts about how you did on the interview are good, because generally they aren't. And know that companies don't do a good job of evaluating people. And their preparation is as bad as most job hunters. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!